Welcome to the Smut Hive, where each week we, Jillian and Morgan, review a romance book, drink something yummy, laugh our asses off, and rant about what we loved, what we didn't, and of course, talk about hot, smutty sex. There will be spoilers, so if you want to read it first, close now and come back later.
We would like to note that this is an explicit podcast where we may talk about many taboo topics that include explicit sex scenes, subject matter that could be sensitive to some, and filthy language.
Hi, welcome to the Smut Hive.
Hey.
Hi. Here we are.
We're back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind me, I'm still chewing my cookie.
I'm about to be chewing my cookie.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter cookies are the best, ma'am.
Yep.
Okay, so you read, this is following the trend.
Yeah.
You have read a book that I have not read.
Yes.
And you are going to explain it to me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm excited because I actually do have this book.
Yeah.
And it's been in my to be read section for like ever. And that you picked this book, I'm like, done. Because I want to know from your point of view, tell me all the things.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did we read? What did you read?
So I read Nero. The Alliance series, book one by S.J. Tilley. I actually just kind of came across this randomly, because it had like really good ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very interesting book. One that, I was constantly like intrigued by the characters, like separately.
Yeah.
The character building in this book was on point.
Wow.
So, I'll just start with the characters themselves. So obviously the main male character is Nero.
Mm-hmm.
We never get a last name.
Oh.
It's just, that's his name.
I don't need last names.
No. Nero is like the head of something. You know, he's like big boss man. You don't know right away what it is that he does, but he walks around in dark fancy suits and he's big and covered in tattoos and just hot, but he exudes danger.
Oh, okay.
He comes from a terrible childhood. But you know that he's like, he runs the town that he is living in.
Oh.
Then you meet Peyton, who is the girl. She is, if I were to describe her in one word, it would be like broken and scared.
Oh.
So she came from a really terrible childhood as well. Her mom was garbage. Her stepdad was awful, like abusive. And so she has kind of a fear of men. Like, she doesn't like people touching her. Like, she doesn't like men anywhere near her. It gives her the heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
So she's always fearful. All the time. She feels like she's constantly looking over her shoulder.
Aww.
So she kind of lives like she's poor. She's working paycheck to paycheck. She works for a little bakery. She minds her own business. She lives in like a little tiny apartment. It's not the life she wants, but it's the life that she has. And she feels safe in that life. So it's good for her for now.
Okay.
So the book opens up with Peyton sitting in her apartment. She's enjoying the breeze coming in from her apartment window. She lives on the second floor. She's just chilling, watching a movie. And then all of a sudden, she looks at her sliding glass door and there's a man standing there.
Well, that'll freak her the fuck out.
May I also again note she's on the second floor.
Oh, holy shit. I just got that.
Right.
That took me a minute. Right. I got that. Okay. Continue.
So he's just standing there.
On what?
On her balcony. Just standing there.
Okay.
But when as she's looking at him, she isn't scared. She's like intrigued about this man. Because one, how are you up here on my fucking balcony on the second floor? Okay.
Yep.
So as she's staring at him, she sees police like lights and sirens like drive by. On the road. So she's like, he must have been running. from these police.
Okay.
But he's in a full-blown $1,000 suit looking unwrinkled and hot. Who is this?
What's happening?
Right.
Yeah.
So she just, they have like a stare off and he just starts walking in to the house, to the apartment. Just walks in.
Does like I own the place?
Walks in, okay. Sits on the couch.
Yeah.
Takes her bowl of popcorn and starts watching this movie with
her. He does not.
Yes. And the whole time she's like backing up. She's like on the couch, she's like backing into the corner.
Yeah.
And just staring at him.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You're not afraid of me?" And she's like, "No. Shockingly, I'm not." And he's like, "You shouldn't leave your doors open. It's dangerous. Dangerous people can come in." And she's like, "I don't feel you're dangerous." And he's like,
"Is she okay?"
And he's like, "Well, I am dangerous. You shouldn't trust me." And she's like, "Well, obviously, but what are you doing here? Like, why are you in my apartment?" And he never really answers her. He doesn't answer her. He's just very, like, cool, calm, collected. He knows he's hot. He's not going to hurt her. And he tells her, like, "I'm not here to hurt you." And she's like, "Well, what are you doing here then?" And he doesn't answer. He just kind of ignores all of her questions. So they sit there and watch this movie, and she falls asleep. She feels safe enough to fall asleep. So while she's sleeping, he takes a jaunt around her apartment. Walks around, realizes that she is like broke, has basically nothing, is very clean. He goes into her bathroom and he steals her rose body wash because he likes how she smells.
Okay. This dude weird.
Yep. Okay. So he goes back out to the couch, and when he gets out there, she's in like a full-blown nightmare. Like, "Get off me, don't touch me." She's freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
So he like grabs her and like kind of shakes her awake, and he's like, "Who hurt you?" Because now he's intrigued. So now he wants to know all there is about this woman. Also, while she was sleeping, he went through her mail. So now he knows her name. And he calls her by her name. And she doesn't realize it yet because she's, like, still in this, like, traumatic trance of a nightmare. And she's like, "Nothing, like, no one hurt me," because she's not going to tell him her secrets because she does not know this man.
Oh, but, I mean, he can chill out in her apartment. Yeah. They can get popcorn.
Yeah.
But,
okay. So he's like, "I will find who hurt you. No one's ever going to hurt you again." And then, like, just leaves. Or he says, "Don't forget, Peyton, to lock your doors at night. Otherwise, danger will come in."
You think?
So she just kind of watches him leave and then realizes, like, fuck, he just used my name. He knows my name. Who is this man?
That's what's freaking her out the most. She still hasn't figured out how he got on her balcony?
No.
Okay.
So she has to, like, get up and go to work. So she, like, gets up, goes into, like, her shower, to take a shower to go to work, and he left a $100 bill where her body wash was. So she knows he took her body wash, and she likes that he took her body wash.
I mean, out of everything that's happened so far, that's the least creepiest.
Right.
But thanks for the money.
Right. So, and of course, like, she needs that money.
Yeah.
So she ends up taking it at one point and, like, goes to the store and, like, buys. It was, like, a sample. Like, it was a sample size.
A body wash?
Yeah, oh, okay. Because she's broke. But she liked it, so she got a sample. Well, now she can buy, like, all of the rose-smelling things at the store. So
don't like rose-smelling things.
I don't either. But anyways, so she goes to the store, whatever. Well, in the meantime, you find out that Nero owns and runs a, like, security company. And his number second in command, his name is King. And King is actually, like, I think book two in the series. But so they kind of co-own this security company together. King is a silent partner.
Mm-hmm.
and Nero is the face of the company. But no one actually knows anything about Nero. They don't know his last name. They don't know where he comes from. They just know that he's dangerous and they should be scared of him. So he basically, I think, runs this town like a mafia boss, but they aren't the mafia. Oh. But they do kill people.
I thought they were mafia.
Yeah. They don't ever call themselves the mafia. Mm-hmm. They just kind of allude to the fact that nothing happens in the town like without them. There are mafia. There are the Russians. And there are the whoever, Italians, whoever the fuck else. But mm-hmm. he runs them. But he is not a mafia boss. Like, he is not an allegiance with any mafia groups.
Is this like a big city?
Yeah.
Are you picturing like New York?
I'm kind of picturing more like Chicago.
Okay.
Is kind of my thought process.
And what is it that she does? What's her work?
She works in a bakery.
A bakery. Okay. Yeah. Of course.
So he gets King to like follow her.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But they decides one day that he's going to go with. So they go in this tricked out SUV that you can't see inside. Mm-hmm. And they like sit outside to see where she works. And they find that she works at this bakery. So he asks King to like go in there to like get something for mm-hmm. breakfast. Mm-hmm. So he walks in and King is kind of like the fun best friend. Like, he's dangerous, but he likes to like poke fun at how wild Nero is and like the shit that he does. Like, why don't you just go in there? Well, I don't want to go in there. Well, why not? Do you like this girl? What do you like about her? Do you know her? No. Why not? Just walk in and get a coffee. It's not a big deal. Well, I don't want her to know I'm watching her. Well, why not? Because you're crazy and psycho. So they have kind of
A fun banter.
I like their banter together. And I do like King. King is like, comes from a good childhood and he's rich and he has a family and sisters and great parents. That's why he can't be seen or associated with Nero in any way, because he doesn't want to put his family in danger, which is why Nero is the face of everything, because he has nobody. Mm. He has no weaknesses.
I have a, I think like a technological type question. Uh-huh. They run a security company. So he knows this chick's name from her mail.
Yes.
And they don't have background shit. Like, they need to follow her around to figure out where she works. Like, they have not just dug into her.
He has done a background check, but King is only giving him pieces on purpose.
Oh, okay. Thank mm-hmm. you. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I was just wondering. Yeah. Okay.
So King goes in.
Okay.
And she immediately knows this man is from Nero's world. Has to be.
Because they're like rich and dress alike or something.
Dangerous yeah. suits, you know. So he walks in and he orders like 2 muffins and a coffee.
I would freak out if I saw this like dangerous yeah. guy order a muffin.
And he asks her what her favorite coffee, like what her favorite drink is. Mm-hmm. She says something gross like coconut honey or something. I'm pretty sure it's actually coconut honey latte. And he's like, okay, I'll get one of those. So she makes all the things, she gives him the order, and he sets down a $100 bill. And she's like, that's weird. Okay. Takes the $100 bill, looks out the window, and she swears that she can see Nero in the passenger seat. But it's so dark, she's not sure. She just knows there's like a person in there. Mm-hmm. So then you cut to King, and he's getting in this car, and he hands him the coffee. Well, Nero thinks that he's getting a black coffee, but he's actually handing Nero the coconut honey coffee. So he drinks it and he's like, this is fucking disgusting. What is this? He's like, well, you wanted to know so much about your girl. This is her favorite coffee order. So I suggest you start liking it.
I like King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great. So you kind of get from this point forward, he's trying to learn more about her in a normal sense. Because King isn't really telling him a lot of things. He has told him, like, she came from a terrible childhood. This is where her mom and her boyfriend live now. They have no association. But, like, the little things about somebody, King won't tell him. Mm. So he's having to, like, figure out how to learn on his own.
Like, I don't know, talk to her?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he decides, okay, I'm going to watch her.
Of course.
Outside of her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the door is closed. Like, the door has been closed the whole time. So he's just watching her through the windows. And when you switch to Peyton, she's had a terrible day. Her rent's going up. She can't afford it. She, like, fell and, like, skinned her knees. She's having a terrible day. So she gets home. She's, like, looking out her window. And she decides that, like, she wants Nero to come inside. So he watches her. So she opens the door and leaves it open and then goes to bed. And he's watching her. And he's like, well, this is an invitation.
So she knew he was watching?
I don't think, well, I think she had an idea.
Okay.
But I think in her brain, she thought, he makes me feel safe for some unknown reason. He's intriguing me. I want him to come back. He told me that if I left the door open, danger would come. And she thinks that he meant him. So she opens the door to him. So you find out quickly that he just fucking crawls up the wall and, like, leverages himself onto the balcony. That's how he got on there the first time.
Okay. I don't know how I feel yet. Go ahead.
So he goes in and they end up having sex.
Well, duh.
She is a virgin.
Ugh.
She says it, like, in her brain, but she doesn't tell him. Like, she doesn't want to make a big deal out of it because she hasn't had sex up to this point because she doesn't like men
mm-hmm.
near her or touching her. And he kind of has an idea about, like, trauma that she's had. He doesn't know for sure because he's not asked her, but from, like, the reports and stuff that's been pulled, she's been, like, in the hospital and for broken bones and shit.
Okay.
So they have sex and
he figures out she's a virgin.
Yes.
Okay.
And he kind of doesn't make a big deal about it.
Okay.
Because he figures, like, if she didn't tell me there's a reason, he acknowledges it, like, in a sense of, like, are you okay? And she's like, yes. And so he just kind of keeps going. He, like, just doesn't make a big deal out of it.
But I'm assuming because she's a virgin, he's not just going to pound town.
Correct.
He's just being a little bit more gentle than what he probably normally would have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is a dirty talker.
That works.
He's as dangerous in the bedroom as he is in life.
That works too.
Right. And he, like, calls her, like, here's the thing. If you're going to call someone baby,
mm-hmm.
okay, I feel like you don't know each other. You barely know her name. I mean, you've never even said her name but one time.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time you have sex, I felt like it was too emotional. Like, it was too emotional for a first time
mm-hmm.
with someone you do not know. Because at this point, Nero likes her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he, like, wants to get to know her, but he is holding back because his life is dangerous. And he knows that if he brings her in, she will be in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously, like, gets up afterwards and, like, he's not a dick, but he, like, gets up, gets dressed, and, like, leaves.
Mm.
And she's kind of like, okay, like, yay, I'm no longer a virgin. Why do I not have this problem with him like I do with other men? In the meantime, while she's trying to, like, work out what her deal is, he is like, I'm going to kill whoever fucked with her. We need to find out where this man is, what he did to her, because I'm going to kill him and I'm going to make it terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have double point of view where she's just like, I had sex. It was great. He's hot. He intrigues me, but, like, I need to move on with my life because I have a fucking paycheck to get and I can't be fucking about. And he basically stops his business and just hyper focuses on, like, finding this man. Which he does.
Mm-hmm. It's the boyfriend of the mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you find out that he tried to traffic her. She doesn't know this. Okay. Like, Peyton does not know, but they found out that he traffics women and that he was going to traffic her at one point, but it fell through. So as soon as he finds this out, he gets on a flight, finds him, and murders this man. Like, the scene of this murder reminded me of Den of Vipers a little.
Oh, okay.
Like, very graphic and gross.
Okay.
But
he deserved it. I mean,
he did deserve it.
I hate traffickers.
He never, I mean, obviously she's a virgin, so he like never,
yeah.
But that's why he never touched her, because he was a trafficker.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Those are the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, he got what he needed.
So he took a souvenir in the form of like a ring or whatever.
Mm.
So he comes back, and in this time frame, you learn that he has his security firm has headquarters in like 5 different states. So he's like running all these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he has got numerous planes, and he like flies them himself. So he can jot all over the place.
Do all the things.
Right. So he makes his way back, and he shows up to her apartment and starts telling her like kind of about his background and his childhood and how dangerous his life is, and how he like wants to be with her, but he doesn't think it's a good idea because she'll be placed in danger. And she's like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like you. You're the first person that's ever made me feel safe. Like, I want to be with you. And they have sex. But while they're having sex, he pulls out this ring and he like hands it to her. And she knows it's this guy. I think his name is Arthur. She knows it's his ring. And like, at that point forward, she's like, I'm in love with this man. He killed for me. I want to be with him. And he's still trying to persuade her to not do that, because he just doesn't want to put her in danger. King is like, you need to tell her the full truth of everything that you do so that she understands what she's getting into. And he like won't do it because he doesn't want her to know the full danger of who he is.
She knows at this point that he murdered someone.
Yes. Yeah.
After only tapping that ass once.
Right.
Okay. He tells her this during.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to understand if I would dry up being like, whoa.
She doesn't.
Apparently not.
It like makes her like all hot and bothered that he would do does. That for her. For me, I just kind of felt like, the pace of which this quote unquote relationship has taken course just seems so unrealistic. He's this dangerous man.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps onto a balcony,
mm-hmm,
because he is in fact running from a situation. He didn't jump on the balcony to like, meet who lived there.
Mm-hmm.
He just did it to like get
escape
out of the way. Right.
Custody or whatever.
And you see this girl and you're intrigued and it's like love it, lust at first sight, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're dangerous. Why didn't you just, once the cops like drove by, why didn't you just leave?
Because he wanted popcorn.
He wanted to watch a movie and sit down with a bowl of popcorn.
And then steal her body.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's very much a push and pull, her saying like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And him saying, well, I do, because I don't want to put you in that kind of situation.
So is his intention after they fuck?
Yeah.
Then he like, oh, I can't be with you because I'm a dangerous man. Thanks for the puss. And then he dips and tries to stay away from her.
Not the second time. The second time he like stays, okay, and he's like, he tells her like, I do want to be with you, but I've got to figure shit out because I can't bring you into my world like as it is right now.
So as a woman listening to this, and I'm sure there's like some flowery stuff that I don't know about it, right? But as a woman, I'm thinking like, well, then fucking dip. Like, why? If I'm alone, I'm by myself, I have all these issues, right? And I run into this dangerous man, and for whatever reason, it is now lustfully dripping down my leg. I must have this dangerous stranger. I get a chance to pop the cherry with the dangerous stranger who does it for me. Cool beans. Then he comes back with the ring of my abuser, the reason why I'm all fucked up. And I am cool with all of that, and now I imagine like this is it. You are the tits, you are for me, we are together. Oh, I want to be with you, but I'm dangerous. Well, I fucking knew that. You just murdered somebody, and but no, it's too dangerous for me. You can't be with me. I can't be with you. Blah blah blah. Then peace the motherfucking out. Work through your shit. I still live here. You know where I live. You've been hanging on my balcony. What's happening during this?
Right. So then he says, and I'm going to say this and we're going to go on break because I, at this point, was like, you've got to be shit fucking me. He says, okay, we can be together, but it has to be in secret.
First of all, nobody knows me. I am this like very lonely, abused, crazy lady. Doesn't seem like she has a bestie.
No, she doesn't have any friends.
Okay, so I have no friends. I'm poor. I have no life. I assume I'm not big and hopping on the TikTok. You know what I mean? Right. Like, she doesn't have a social following. She's not an influencer. You want to do me in secret. Nobody fucking knows I exist. And why am I still living in a shithole if you're big of millionaire rocks?
So she's like, well, if that's the only way I can have you, then okay.
I'm done with her. Go on break. I'm done.
Okay, we're breaking. We'll be right back.
Hey, Smut Hive listeners. Just a quick reminder. Don't forget to go onto our TikTok and Instagram page. Like, follow, do all the fun things. We also have a link in our Instagram bio that takes you to Spotify and Apple. Leave us a review.
Okay, we're back.
Make it make sense.
Okay. You can't. All right, so he leaves. He has to leave. He gets called on, like, something's going on with, like, his warehouses. So he leaves.
Okay.
So she wakes up in the morning. She gets ready for work. She goes to walk out her front door, and there's, like, an invitation, like, a fancy envelope outside her front door. So she's like, huh, what's this? So she opens it, and it's a birthday invitation for Nero. So she's like, that's weird.
Is that from King?
No.
Oh.
So she's like, that's weird. Like, I'm kind of shocked that he would invite me.
When he,
like,
wants to hide me.
Right. But she's like, well, I'm still going to go, obviously, because it's his birthday, and I want to show my support. So she, like, after she gets out of work, she, like, goes and buys, like, a dress and shoes, which we all know she cannot afford. And she gets this Uber and goes to this birthday party. And it's at this massive, like, museum. And at this point, she's really seeing, like, what kind of money he has and, like, who he is. Because she's not really seen him outside of her apartment. So, and he has told her, like, I have a lot of money, blah, 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 but she's kind of getting smacked in the face.
She doesn't think that maybe, especially with the whole let's be in secret thing, is she not thinking, like, this mofo could be fucking married?
No.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So she walks up and she gives the invitation to, like, the security people, and they're like, are you not here with anybody? And she was like, nope, I'm alone. And they kind of give her a weird look. But she just kind of is like, maybe everyone has a date. So she walks in and she realizes, like, everyone has a plus, like, everyone is, like, with somebody. So she's, like, looking around and she sees Nero, and he has his, like, arm around another woman.
Motherfucker.
So she's like, what the absolute fuck is this? So, and then it point goes to Nero's point of view, and he can like feel her presence. So he's like, he kind of like looks around and he sees her and they make eye contact, but whom he is speaking to is not somebody that can know that he has weaknesses, because they're like mafia people. So he has to not react to like seeing her. So like in his mind, he's like, she's like beautiful. Like, but what the fuck is she doing here? She cannot be here. No, like I cannot show any kind of reaction. And he needs her to leave. Like he does not want her there. It's a room full of dangerous people, obviously. So he like tightens his grip on this girl because he needs her to be upset and he needs her to like leave.
Leave.
So he does it on purpose. And of course, like he gets what he wants. She gets very upset. And so she like runs out and she leaves. And he can't leave. Like, he can't follow her. He can't go after her because he's got business dealings going on. So he says to King, like, I need you to go get her. And I need you to, like, not be forceful, but I need you to get her into a room so I can, like, talk to her after my business is done. So King is, like, trying to run after her, but he can't actually run because he can't bring any attention to himself because he doesn't want attention. He can't have attention on himself because he shouldn't really be there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like running after her and someone like steps in his way to like talk to him and he loses her like in the crowd.
Mm.
So he's like, fuck. So he goes back and he tells Nero like, I lost her. She's gone. Like, I don't know where she went. So, Nero obviously has to finish the night, and he does. And when he gets to her apartment, she has locked everything.
As she should.
Right. So she's locked everything.
I would have fucking moved.
Right.
In the 3 hours from leaving, right. You prick.
Yeah. Well, he, of course, picks said lock.
Oh.
But when he walks in, all her bags are packed.
Good.
And she, so then it flips to her. And basically what she did when she got home is she packed all her shit and she fell asleep. Like, she sat down and she fell asleep. She was gonna leave.
Yeah, the adrenaline.
Right.
Done.
So she fell asleep. So he wakes her up and is like, are you going somewhere? And she's like, yeah, away from you. I don't want to be here. I'm not doing this with you. You weren't truthful with me. And he's like, well, you can't leave because you're mine. And she's like, well, actually, I'm not anybody's. And she's like, if you want me to stay, like, you have to tell me everything. Like, you have to be truthful here. So he does. He tells her everything. This is a friend of his that he takes to events. She's a part of his world. Like, they're not anything. And she's like, well, have you fucked her? He's like, that's not important. And she's like, it is important.
I feel like it is.
He's like, yes, we have had sex before. We're not having sex now. I haven't had sex with her in months, not since way before I met you. He's like, I am serious about you. So I'm telling you that if you enter my world, your life is going to drastically change. And she's like, I've already told you this. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, grab your shit. Let's go. Like, let's go. We're going to my house. So he's like, but also, how did you know? Like, how did you know about the party?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you left me an invitation. And he's like, I did not leave you an invitation.
Oh.
So he calls King. He's like, did you leave her an invitation? And he's like, no. I would never do that without talking to you first. So now someone knows who she is.
But we don't know who.
But we don't know who.
Because it wasn't King.
Right.
Okay.
And King is the only person that knows about her. So now he is panicking. So he's like trying to get her in his car without anyone seeing. And he ends up, which he does, but they end up going back to his house and he's like, this is your new home. So get on board.
Mm.
And she, obviously, it's like this massive fucking mansion. And he's like, you look upset and sad. And she's like, well, I don't know. Like, can we get a dog? And he's like, what? She's like, I've always wanted a dog, but I haven't been able to afford a dog. And I shouldn't have dogs. I can't have dogs at my apartment. And he's like, we're going to get you a dog. So he gets
That's her. The first thing that went. Yep. Okay.
So he gets her a dog, which is like the gesture for her. And she goes into their bathroom and everything is rose scented in the shower. And she's like, you've been planning this. And he's like, yes, I have. Now they've had sex quite a few times up to this point, but now the book really just really starts going with like the sex, because obviously they're living together. So he's pretty much like, you're going to have bodyguards. So they get into an argument, they fuck. And she's like, fine, I guess I'll have bodyguards. And he's like, you can't leave the house without bodyguards. And she's like, well, that's, I have to go to work. He's like, you don't really need to work there anymore. And she's like, but I want to work there. And he's like, well, you can't because it's too dangerous. So just so you know, I am going to be putting in your 2 weeks and I'm going to give the owner of said bakery cash to look the other way. And she's like, fine. So now she no longer has to work. He is like, well, I have to be gone on business trips. While I'm gone on business trips, you can just redecorate the whole house to whatever you want. And that can just be what you do for now. And she's like, okay. Like, I don't know a fucking thing about interior design. I'm fucking poor. I've been poor my whole life. And he's like, also don't forget, like, right now, his warehouses are still blowing up, by the way. Mm. Do not leave the house when I'm gone. Like, when I'm gone on these business trips, like, I don't want you to leave the house. So he goes on said business trip, and what does she do?
Leaves.
She, like, lies to her bodyguard and says that Nero said it was okay, like, if she left the house, go get coffee. And he texts Nero to confirm, but Nero's in a meeting, so he doesn't answer. He doesn't see it. And so he takes her out, and she gets kidnapped.
So the bodyguard technically, though, takes her out with, like, he drives her.
It's a whole fucking team. Okay. So basically, she, like, goes to get in the car, and the bodyguard, like, gets in the passenger seat, and she, like, kind of looks at him, and she realizes that a whole team had to be assembled. So now she's starting to feel guilty.
Because all she wanted to do is go get coffee.
Right. And she's like, oh, this is, like, serious for a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. So they're driving, and then the front, there's, like, two cars. Mm-hmm. So the front car blows up. Obviously, those people die. And at this point is when she starts realizing, oh, I guess this is dangerous. Bitch, he's been telling you this for weeks. Weeks. People gotta die now because you had to go get a fucking cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Their car ends up getting, like, T-boned, and the driver gets shot and gets killed. Her bodyguard gets hurt. He doesn't die, but she gets taken. And before Nero left for his trip, he gave her a necklace. Obviously, as we know, said necklace has a tracker on it. Because obviously.
Duh.
But they, the little peons of the enemy that took her are like, who did we just take? Like, who does the boss want? Who is this lady? And one of them says, that's Nero's woman. And they, like, immediately stop the car. And they're like, no, we're not doing this. And they're like,
after they've blown up the security squad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone's like, no, we got to take her. We got to take her. And they're like, this isn't a good idea. We're going to die. Like, we shouldn't do this. Da, 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 da. And obviously, like, they keep going because they're going to die either way. So they drop her off. And I don't know. It kind of, I think it's been like maybe 6 hours. Because when he gets out of his meeting, he sees the text message, are we good to get coffee? But he also has like smart cars. So like when something happens on the car, it like notifies him. Mm-hmm. So as he's like walking, he sees like windshield penetrated.
Oh shit.
Like, car disabled. One of the cars goes off the map because it was blown to shreds. So as he's watching this, he's like running to his plane because he flies it, running to his plane, and is like, but he has to fly back. So the whole time, he's like getting all these notifications. And he obviously knows where she is.
Because of the tracker. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He wastes no time getting teams assembled. Basically busts into this place, this house of his enemy. And come to find out, the enemy is like, he killed this guy's like whole family years ago. But this enemy was like a kid. So you like let him live because he doesn't kill children. Mm-hmm. And the guy is like seeking his revenge. But the guy's girlfriend is the one that Nero had his arms around at that party.
Oh, it all links back. So she's mad that he stopped fucking her.
Right.
So she went and latched on to and put the, probably put the idea in the right. head.
And then you find out that she was the one that left the invite. The
girl. So she knew about Peyton.
Yeah.
Before.
It doesn't really say how she found out. But,
But she was a scorned lover. Right. That's her deal, right?
Yeah. But so he walks in, Nero walks in, and the girlfriend and the enemy and Peyton are all like in a room, like an office. Mm-hmm. And I think the girl's name was like Nikki. She like tries to say something and Nero just shoots her in the head. Like doesn't even give her a chance.
Just the fact that she's there and she's involved, she's dead.
Yep. Mm. And he kills the enemy. Like
you're all grown up now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then takes Peyton home. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of just epilogues into like their life together.
Okay. So here, I really like, she goes out and gets a cup of coffee and the whole thing explodes. Right. Mm-hmm. And these guys take her and then they're like, ooh, wait a minute though. Mm-mm. That's Nero's girl. That's like a John Wick thing right there. Like, wait, you took his car and killed his dog. Like you dumb motherfucker. You know? So I'm like, I like that part. Mm-hmm. Why? When he's in the air, however long it takes him to get back, he's assembling people, but he's waiting till he gets there to go in because he knows where she is the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So King is assembling the team.
Okay.
But in order for them to drive there, like they all kind of get there at the same time.
Okay.
But Nero has like the cops in his pocket. Mm-hmm. So at least I think it's the cop because he doesn't really specifically say, but while he's flying, he does call like one of his cop friends and he asks him to give him 20 minutes to like shut down like the road that this house is on. And he uses the road as like an airstrip. And that's where he like literally flies his plane to the front door.
Okay. I'd fuck Nero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
I wasn't sure at first, but I was.
The sex in this book was hot.
Okay.
Mainly just because he's dirty.
Mm.
King is the second book. I'm very intrigued by King.
I am too.
He's really funny, but he can't be a part of this world because of his family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very curious. I feel like the woman that he meets is going to be a part of this world and he's going to get like pulled into it.
But no, nobody from book one stood out to you.
No.
So it's probably a new character.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. His sister. So King has a sister that he's really close with and she actually becomes Peyton's best friend.
Okay.
Like in the epilogue,
mm-hmm.
because she says it's said numerous times in the book that she literally has nobody. She has no friends. She actually calls Nero her best friend. In like a paragraph and he's like I'm not your best friend, like I'm so many other things. And she literally says like, but I don't have any friends, you are my only friend. And he's like, we'll find you friends, we'll find couple friends. And she's like, well, how do you do that? And he's like, well, we, I don't know, like put an ad out or something. Jesus. And that made me chuckle because I'm like, this guy has no fucking idea what's happening.
He does not. No, that's hilarious though.
Yeah.
Does he get her the dog? Mm-hmm. What do they name the dog?
Toto.
Aww.
It's actually a dog he finds, like a stray that was like eating trash on the side of the road. So he like picks it up.
Oh my God. He rescued a dog. Mm-hmm. Nero's my new book boyfriend. All you have to do for me is coffee, mm-hmm. dirty talking, dogs.
Yep. And he gets her the coconut honey lattes like all the time. Mm. He did it the first time and she's like, how do you know? Oh, was that you in the car? And he was like, yeah, I was in the car.
She knew it though. She knew. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So banter. There's a lot of funny banter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I like it.
I liked it.
So this is an ongoing series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know how many.
Okay. We'll have to look
it up. I don't know if there's more after King. I'm not sure.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It was good. Normally I do a lot of research about what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Like ahead of time.
Yeah.
And this was just kind of like very random. And
I like that though.
Surprised.
Once in a while that's fun. Mm-hmm. Because again, you read something that you had no expectations for going right. in.
Yep.
And then you end up liking it and mm-hmm. wanting to continue the series. Yeah. So yeah. That's what we look for in books, mm-hmm. you know? Just because we decided to do a podcast doesn't mean we always have to do book reports.
Right, exactly.
It's supposed to be fun.
Yep.
It's all about the fun reading and all the smut and the yeah. yay and the book boyfriends.
Right.
I love all that.
Yep.
I feel like, though, I mean, you've explained it to me, mm-hmm. but now I feel like I still want to read it because I want to see the relationship yeah. with King because I'm really intrigued about his book. So now I feel like I want to yeah. go ahead and read Nero. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to like Nero. I didn't think yeah. so at first. At first, yeah. I'm like, yep, this is weird. Yeah. I don't know weird. If I can get into this.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see the friendship. I want to see the banter.
Yeah.
I want a little bit more explanation of how this world is so
mm-hmm.
Fruit Loopy and
yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So we don't have anything picked yet for next week. It will be my turn mm-hmm. to pick something and then explain it to you. And I don't know what that is yet. But I will get on that and then we will try to post something.
Okay.
So that's where Sounds we are. Good. All right, guys. Have a great week.
Bye.
We'll be right back.